This is Pastor Harvey with the Bible Hour broadcast. It's so good to have you with us today. We pray that the Spirit of God would bless your heart as you look with us into God's holy book, the Bible, God's precious Word. Now today, as we begin this new month, we thank God for His blessings. We thank Him for all that He's done for us. And we do have an offer for you, a gift offer number 2, for all those that are interested. It's getting near Christmas time, and we have here a beautiful brown-covered Zondervan Bible, King James Version of the Bible, that would really be a blessing to you in regard to sending out Christmas gifts. Also, for your own use, if you don't have a good Bible, first of all, we recommend the King James Version of the Bible above any other version. And we praise God for this beautiful Bible that we can offer to you for a gift of $10 or more toward the radio ministry. We'll send you this Bible. It's worth at least about $18 to $25 as we've priced them in the store. All we want to do is get these out into your hands that the Word of God might be used by you and you might give it to friends. What better gift could you give to a friend at Christmas time than God's holy Word, the Bible? And this is a King James Version, center column reference, easy to read, clear, bold, black print, self-pronouncing, 160-page concordance, 64 pages of help, 8 pages of maps, and then a presentation and family record page, and the words of Christ are printed in red. A beautiful Zondervan brown-covered Bible, a nice handy edition. It's not a real large Bible, but a very good handy edition to take to church. I'm sure you would want to send in for one of these, and along with this, we'll send you the sketch of Two Streams of the Bible by Roland C. Starr. This sketch tells about how we got our King James Bible and how the other translations from the turn of the century until now, which have been printed since 1900 until now, almost invariably every new translation is taken from a different source of manuscripts. And this sketch will clearly explain this to you. We hope you'll write in for these and that they'll be a real blessing to you. Now let's bow for prayer. Our Father, we thank You for Your Word. We pray You'd bless it today. We thank You that Jesus died on Calvary to give us this Word, the precious, precious Word of God. Now bless us as we look into the pages of the Word. After we mention our Father, the mailing address, we pray that You'd bless the Word of God today as it goes forth. And we'll give Thee all the praise, honor, and glory for what's said and done. Save some precious sinner out in Radio Land, we pray. In Jesus' name, amen. Now, we did mention these offers. It's offer number 2. And just write to the Bible Hour, Post Office Box 2, Getzville, New York, zip code 14068. That's gift offer number 2. The Bible Hour, Post Office Box 2, Getzville, New York, zip code 14068. Now, that Getzville is G-E-T-Z. V-I-L-L-E. We trust you'll send off for that right away, that you might have this to send out at this Christmas season coming up. We thank God for all His blessings thus far. Now let's look into the precious Word of God. If you have your Bible, just turn with me to Romans chapter 1. We've gotten down as far as verse 22. Professing themselves to be wise, they became fools. Let me say that there's a generation today that I'm living in and you are living in of those who think they know so much and yet we know so little. Very few people have a great, strong knowledge of the Word of God. There's wisdom, it seems like, and knowledge on every hand, but there's not very much knowledge and wisdom in regard to the Word of God. We need to learn what God's Word says. And it says here, professing themselves. So often, the Bible says when you esteem yourself, that you ought to what? You should humble yourselves under the mighty hand of God, that He may exalt you in due season. It's not our business to exalt self, but to exalt Jesus Christ who loved us and died for us on Calvary's cross. How wonderful He is, not how wonderful we are. We see so often in the pulpits of today, men going around and bragging on the people and bragging on self. And oh, our business is to brag on Jesus Christ. He loved us. He shed His blood at Calvary to redeem us. We're not to profess ourselves to be wise and intellectual, But we're to what? Profess that he is our wisdom and righteousness and sanctification and redemption, as it says over in 1 Corinthians, the first chapter. And then it says, they became fools. The Bible says, the fool hath said in his heart, there is no God. How foolish the man was just a few years back as he came out with this theory that God is dead. No, Jesus died on Calvary, but God the Father was very much alive. You say, I don't understand that. There's the Trinity in Jesus, and God and the Holy Spirit are one. That's true. I believe in the Trinity. We teach the Trinity. We believe in the Trinity. Those that don't believe and teach the Trinity of Jesus Christ, of the Godhead, are not of God. It tells us that over in 1 John. But many today are professing themselves to be wise, and God says, the fool hath said in his heart, there is no God. The fool says there's no God. We'll give account to God one day. And the Apostle Paul is trying to bring this to light in the first chapter of the book of Romans, that all are under condemnation. We're all under judgment. We all need the mercy and grace of God. And change the glory of God, of the uncorruptible God, into an image made like unto corruptible man, and to birds and four-footed beasts and creeping things. Changed the glory of God. Oh, that is a sin, a grave sin, to change the glory of the uncorruptible God. He's uncorruptible. He's pure. He's holy. He's righteous. He's the altogether lovely one. Our Lord Jesus Christ is sinless, flawless, perfect, sinless Lamb of God. And there's no sin in God at all. He is pure and holy. There'll be no sin in heaven either. Thanks be unto God. We'll go to a place one day where the saints of God will just enjoy the blessings throughout eternity. No sin, no lying, no cheating, no stealing, no robbing, no rape, no murder. Thanks be unto God. When we see him face to face, we'll be like him, for we shall see him as he is. We now see through a glass darkly, but then face to face. Now I know in part, but then shall I know even as I am known. Oh, thanks be unto God, one day we'll be like him. But there are many today who are changing the incorruptible God, the glory of God, and making it unto what? Corruptible man. Man is corrupt. The Bible, we believe in the total depravity of man, that man is depraved. Not that there's a little spark of heaven and God in every man, but there's a whole lot of the demons of hell and the depravity of man in every man. We're far from God. We need God. We need redemption. We need salvation. We need to be saved from self and from sin and self-gratification unto the Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. Oh, how many are making images of what? Unto corruptible man, and then birds, and then what? Four-footed beasts, and creeping things. Oh, it's a despicable thing to make the glorious God of heaven made like unto a creeping thing, or that which is corruptible. We need to realize that God is not the author of idol worship. Then it says, wherefore God gave them up unto uncleanness through the lusts of their own hearts, to dishonor their own bodies between themselves, who changed the truth of God into a lie. Lusts. And then what? Their own hearts, it says here. And dishonor their own bodies. Oh, we ought to realize, if we're saved especially, that what, know ye not that your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost which is in you, which you have of God, and you're not your own, for you're bought with a price. Therefore glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's. We belong to him. We belong to Jesus Christ. We ought not to take that upon ourselves to do what we want with our bodies or our minds or go after the things of the lusts of this flesh. Dishonor their bodies between themselves, who changed the truth of God into a lie, and worshiped and served the creature more than the Creator, who is blessed forever. Amen. Look what that says there. Into a lie, and what? Worshiped and served creatures. Oh, we have this today. There's such a depravity among people. Some people think more of their dog than they do their baby. There's a place in North Carolina, I believe there are also in New York, where they have actual graveyards for animals. How ridiculous. And they say that the people go out there and mourn for a dog or for a cat or for some other kind of animal that they have, and go out there and bury it and put it in a casket and all that, and then they go out there and grieve over an animal. That's unbelievably despicable and foolish in the mind and the heart of God for people to even do such foolishness. But this is what happens when men become completely depraved and God gives them over. And it says here, who is blessed forever. Amen. Boy, I like that in the Bible. I believe we ought to say amen at our churches. A lot of people say, oh, that's not dignified enough for me. I don't like people saying amen. That's not right. Listen, the Bible is full of amens. You look at the book of the Revelation, look through the Bible, and it says amen over and over again, which means so be it. Let it be so. That's right. And we ought to say amen to the Scriptures and amen to the glory of God. For this cause, verse 26, God gave them up to vile corrupt affections. For even their women did change the natural use into that which is against nature. This speaks of women with women. And then we see a little further. In other words, homosexuality. And that sin is becoming so prevalent. The sin of Sodom and Gomorrah, sodomy. And God hates that sin with a passion. He destroyed Sodom and Gomorrah, and that's the sin that is becoming so prevalent across our nation. Sex education in our schools, and things which do not please the Savior. It ought to be taught only by parents, and very little by the parents. Let me say that in this regard of sex education, one of the best types of education in sex is ignorance. You say, I don't believe that, Brother Harvey. Well, let me say that the old-timers did better than we're doing. All this education is rotting our kids' minds. It's bringing familiarity with things that used to be holy and not even spoken about. And now we've become familiar with holy and precious things that are only to be spoken of in marriage. And even in marriage, sometimes it would be better that we didn't speak about some things. Oh, we need to go back to holiness and the fear of God. And it says in the Scriptures here that their women did change the natural use. And even, it says, as they did not retain God in their knowledge, God gave them over to a reprobate mind. That means beyond hope. That means beyond repair. God just gives up on them. They're beyond hope and help because of their depravity. And to do those things which are not convenient, being filled with all unrighteousness. And what else does it say? Well, I passed over something. Let's go back just a minute here. Men with men, working that which is unseemly. It says, likewise also, the men, leaving the natural use of the woman, burned in their lust one toward another, men with men. That's homosexuality and a sin that is so strong today. Oh, they're even ordaining to the ministry homosexuals. What an abomination before a holy God. We need to get back to the Bible, back to the principles of God's precious holy word. Back to his word. Doing things that are not convenient, that are not natural, that are against nature. It's natural for a man to love a woman and to desire to marry. That's natural, but it's unnatural for a woman to love a woman or a man to love a man and to want sexual relationship in that regard. That's an abomination before a holy God, and we ought to hate it. We ought to speak out against it. We ought to reprove it. The unfruitful works of darkness we ought to reprove. And the Bible says if you rebuke a fool, he'll hate you. But the Bible says we ought to reprove, rebuke, and exhort with all longsuffering and doctrine. We ought not to stand for wickedness and sin in our government or in our homes or in our churches or in our schools, anywhere else, in our community or at work. We ought to stand up and cry aloud against sin for the glory of God. Well, we're so glad you listened in today. We pray that you trust Jesus as your Savior. Bow your head right now and receive Christ. Repent of sin. Turn to Jesus. Ask him to come into your heart and change that old wicked, vile heart and cleanse it with his precious, precious blood. Would you do it today? Would you just bow your head and ask him to save you? And then write us about it. Tell us of your conversion. We'll send you some free literature to help you in your walk with the Lord. That's the Bible Hour, Post Office Box 2, Gettysville, New York, zip code 14068. God bless you is our prayer.